This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the deep dive. So let's talk marketing. You're pouring significant resources into your digital efforts, right? Google Ads, SEO, social media, you name it. But here's the big question, maybe the million-dollar question. How do you really know which of those things are actually bringing in your best leads? Are you genuinely getting a return on that spend? Because, you know, in today's world, it's so competitive. Relying on just guesswork or those surface-level analytics, it's probably not setting it. It's inefficient, and honestly, you might just be leaving money on the table. So today, we're doing a deep dive into effective marketing attribution models. We want to unpack how these can give you really crystal clear insights into where your best leads actually come from, going way beyond just that last click or call. Stick with us because you might just have a few aha moments and see your whole marketing budget quite differently by the end.
Yeah. And it's not just about the money, though. That's huge. It's about understanding the whole picture, isn't it? Getting that full story of the customer journey for any business, really, or even like an individual trying to figure out their impact. Seeing beyond just the final step is, well, it's absolutely critical. You've got to know more than just the endpoint.
That makes total sense. And it leads us to a really common scenario, doesn't it? Most businesses, they get an inquiry and the first question is, okay, where did this come from? Was it Google? A direct call? Did they fill out a form on the website? Seems simple enough. And the CRM often gives you an answer.
An answer, yes, but often not the right one, or at least not the full one.
Exactly. So that answer can be super misleading, right?
Precisely. That's exactly where the basic analytics, you know, they really fall short. They give you a data point, maybe the last one, but they miss the context, the real story. Think about this example. It's quite illustrative. A family member is looking for assisted living for, say, their parent. They might first find a place through a Google search.
Okay.
Then they might click around, check some online reviews, maybe browse the facility's website pretty thoroughly. Maybe they come back a couple of times over a few days. And only then, after all that research, do they finally pick up the phone and call directly.
Okay, right. Makes sense.
But what happens in many tracking systems,
That
lead gets logged simply as direct call in the CRM. Poof.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You completely lose visibility on all those crucial earlier touch points. The Google search that started it all, the reviews they read, the time spent on the website, all the things that actually influenced their decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically blind to the whole before part.
It really is like giving credit only to the person who scored the goal and completely ignoring the midfielders and defenders who did all the work to get the ball there. You miss the whole play.
Exactly. Well put.
So, okay, how do we fix this? How do we untangle this mess? What exactly are these effective marketing attribution models you mentioned? What do they actually do?
Well, they're essentially frameworks, right?
Yeah.
Methodologies designed to help you assign credit. More accurately, they assign credit to every interaction, or at least the significant ones, that a prospect has with your brand before they finally convert. Think of it like piecing together the entire customer journey map. They show you not just that final step before someone inquired or bought, but the whole path. From the very first ad they clicked, maybe weeks ago, right up to the final action, like booking a tour or making a purchase.
Sounds much, much more useful. So is it like one size fits all, or are there different types of these models, different ways to assign that credit?
Oh, definitely different types. It's more like a toolkit,
right. Really.
And the sources we looked at highlight a few key ones. You've got multi-touch attribution.
Okay.
This one's great because it tries to divide the credit across multiple marketing channels that played a part. It recognizes it's often a team effort.
Yeah.
Then there's first click attribution. Pretty self-explanatory, gives all the credit to the very first interaction. This can be really useful for understanding, you know, what initially brings people into your world, top of funnel stuff.
Gotcha. The door opener.
Exactly. And then there's position-based attribution. This one's kind of a hybrid. It gives more weight to the first and the last touch points because they're often seen as critical, but it still gives some credit to the interactions that happen in the middle. Now, choosing the right model, that depends heavily on your specific marketing goals. But for instance, in industries like elder care, where building trust takes time and multiple steps, well, multi-touch and position-based models often give you the truest picture of what's actually driving those qualified leads. They show the whole team effort.
Okay, that clarifies the what. Now let's connect it to the so what.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've got one of these models running, what does this actually mean for, you know, growth, the bottom line? How does this translate into real business results?
Well, the big payoff is clarity. Crystal clear insights, really. you start to understand which campaigns truly drive the inquiries that actually turn into residents or customers. Not just clicks, but conversions. You can pinpoint which keywords, which specific ads, even which landing pages are genuinely effective at moving prospects along that buying journey.
So not just the first click, but what keeps them engaged.
Precisely. And maybe just as importantly, you can finally see where your marketing budget might be, well, wasted. And conversely, where you should probably double down, because that's where you're getting the best results, the best ROI.
And that hits right at the budget, doesn't it? The sources mentioned something powerful here. Imagine being able to reallocate, say, just 20% of your monthly ad spend, taking it away from channels that look busy but aren't actually delivering conversions, and shifting it to the ones that consistently generate those valuable tours or sales or signups.
Exactly. That shift alone, without spending a single extra dollar overall, can potentially help you fill vacancies faster, boost your occupancy rates, or sell more product. It lets you maximize your revenue from the budget you already have.
It's about working smarter, not just spending more, which sounds great in theory, but do we have a real-world example? Like, what happens when a business actually does this?
We do, and it's a really compelling one from the source material.
Mm-hmm.
Get this. There was an assisted living network. They were investing quite heavily in paid search ads, you know, Google ads.
Okay. Pretty standard.
Right. But they believed, based on their existing simpler tracking, that most of their really good qualified leads were actually coming from their organic traffic,
mm-hmm.
from SEO efforts, people just finding them naturally.
The direct call fallacy again, maybe, or last click organic.
Something like that. But then they implemented a proper multi-touch attribution model. And they uncovered something critical, kind of surprising, actually. It turned out their paid ads were absolutely vital for driving that initial awareness, getting people in the door, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it was their strong SEO presence and their website content that were actually doing the heavy lifting later on, closing the deal and converting those prospects into actual inquiries.
Wow. So paid started it, organic finished it. They needed both.
Exactly. They needed both working together. So they adjusted their strategy based on this new, clearer picture. And the result?
Let me guess. It was good.
It's very good. A 35% increase in occupancy inquiries within just 6 months.
35%? That's huge.
It is. And here's the kicker. They achieved that growth without increasing their overall marketing budget at all. It was purely about reallocating funds based on real data about the entire journey.
That really drives it home. That's the power we're talking about. These models give you the actual data, the ammunition, to make much smarter, faster decisions about where your marketing dollars should go. It can literally transform how you spend your money.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. The core takeaway here seems pretty clear. Effective marketing attribution models are, well, kind of like your shortcut to understanding the true customer journey. They help you optimize your marketing for real, measurable growth. Hopefully, you now have the knowledge to move beyond just guesswork and start making those data-driven decisions that can really impact your bottom line.
Absolutely. And maybe it leaves you with a question to mull over, you know, as you think about your own work, your own business or projects. What assumptions might you be making right now about where your successes, your leads, your conversions are really coming from? Are you potentially stuck in that last click or last touch way of thinking? What hidden initial steps or those crucial middle influences might you be missing? It's definitely something worth digging into. A fantastic point to end on. Challenge those assumptions, dig into your data. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive today. We really hope it helps you unlock your best leads.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.